Here in Santa Fe for the organization's 112th annual meeting, you put together a panel that included chief economists from the House Ag Committee, the Senate Ag Committee, and a representative from USDA. Did that panel accomplish what you had hoped they would?
It definitely did. You know, the couple things we wanted to point out was, how did the Farm Bill come together? Because, you know, there were two very different commodity titles. Crop insurance was somewhat familiar or similar between the two, but then also what kind of implementation and rollout date. So that's why we had someone from each chamber and had the USDA there. I felt that they really did a good job of explaining, you know, a lot of the burden is going to be on the grower. You're going to have to go in and make these decisions. Do you want to be in ARC? Do you want to be in PLC? Are you going to choose the SCO, the supplemental coverage? And I think they laid it out very well that you need to sit down and do your homework before you go into your FSA office this year.
So from your member standpoint, one of the key points I heard was patience is going to be needed.
Definitely. I mean, you have to understand it took us 110 weeks to pull a 1,000-page bill together, and the department has had it less than a month. And I realize many growers are already starting to get their fields ready, depending on what part of the country you're in. We've had several conversations, as Alexis Taylor with the USDA said, with the secretary. They're aware that there needs to be some flexibility. Be patient. You know, continue to stay in touch with Farmers Union or whatever group that you may belong to. And as these sign-ups come available, starting as early here as of April, I think, for livestock, and then moving on into the fall, they know that we have the 2014 year to cover. And so, yeah, be patient, and please let us know what kind of questions you have so that we can make sure these programs are developed in the best manner possible.
We've been hearing since the bill was signed by the president how complex it is. Should we be surprised after everything that this went through and what it took to finally get one completed?
You know, there are so many different parties and factions and coalitions now in the United States Congress, in the House and the Senate. And in order to get, you know, you have to get 60 votes in the Senate to get cloture, and then 51 to vote for it. In the House, you're trying to get 218 votes. And by the time you meet all of those interests, all the intricacies that are in the bill, whether we're talking about the commodity title or conservation compliance or the money that has been put into renewable energies, I'm not surprised at its complexity. But you also heard today, too, from the staff that if you want to go in and just sign up for the PLC program and maintain your crop insurance the way you've been doing it, you can. But if you have a diversified farm and you really want to go in field by field and crop by crop, you can make it as complicated as you want. But that's to manage your own risk. So I feel like a lot of the responsibility has been put back on the grower, but the grower knows best what's best for him and his practices.
I think it was Joe Schultz from the Senate Ag Committee that made the comment that when it comes to conservation compliance, those coalitions are going to need to continue.
I couldn't agree with him more. You know, and it's going to have to go beyond conservation compliance and crop insurance and commodities. We need to reach out to the nutrition groups. We need to reach out to urban people who are so disconnected from their food supply, and they have to understand that because of this farm bill and the programs in it, it allows the average American to only spend 7% of their disposable income on food. When you compare that to another developed country like France, they spend 14% of their disposable income on food. So just because you may not be directly out there involved in agriculture, this farm bill does benefit you, and we need to get that message out there more.
Just one final question, Chandler. When you look at your role at the National Farmers Union, what makes you feel the best looking back over the organization's involvement in the writing of this farm bill?
Well, most definitely, there's three things that really stick out. That the commodity title does provide for multi-year price protection, multi-year price collapses. It also provides for natural disaster issues. So that was clearly something we worked hard on. It has a robust crop insurance program and adds new programs for specialty crops. Even more importantly, it did not do anything to country of origin labeling so that our consumers have know where their food comes from. Our growers and ranchers want to label that food and let you know. And so those were key components for us in this particular farm bill.
Chandler, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to visit with us.
Thank you very much.